There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We have so much to get through today. It's just me, Tim, here in the studio. NLT is at Diff. They're waiting for everything to kick off. First day on the red carpet, it is this evening. So that's, just over a week, 10 days or so of the film festival. We're going to be down there, all three of us, tomorrow. But Danny and NLT are down there today. We'll find out what they're up to. Chris McCarty is out at the F1 H2O, which kicked off today, or kicks off today in Abu Dhabi, the Formula One Powerboat World Championships. We'll be talking to him. Robbie Greenfield, his compatriot colleague from sport, is out at the Mega Dubai Ladies Classic, so golf action there. Richard Dean from the Business Breakfast has been at the Arab Aviation Summit. If you think you can't keep up, or you should be here. There's a lot to talk about today. And right now, let's talk about stress, which is a story that Maria Botros from the ARA News Centre is following. We have a new study out by a recruitment agency. It's been done by Robert Half here in the UAE. It says that nearly two-thirds of us, if we work in UAE businesses, have reported that they are burned out in their organisation. I'm just wondering, Maria, if that's the case with you, because you look really sprightly, must be said, at the moment. But it's an enormous figure. Two-thirds of us are burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, right, just give us a bit more about the report to start with.
So, as you mentioned in the intro, most of these employees have reported to be burnt out, and the issue is that the always-on mentality is increasing employee stress levels in the country.
Right.
Basically, just being alert all the time and ready to work at any given time of the day has increased the stress. And being accessible through your smartphone or your emails, I mean, that also adds on to it. The study shows that 70% of managers cited that this type of mentality is a major factor when we bring up the topic of workplace burnout. The findings also show that stress levels are highest among medium-sized businesses, with 74% of them reporting workplace burnout. And the lowest stress levels were in small businesses, with only 57%. Now, the issue isn't just that these employees are stressed. It's also the consequences of being stressed and burnt out due to the workload. The study shows that those who are burnt out typically end up being absent from work more often than not. So not only stressed, but absent. And that can't be good for a company, obviously.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? That leads to inefficiency, of course, because, you know, people are doubling up. So you get more burned out people because one person. And so the effect snowballs.
Exactly.
It's interesting, this. I mean, if you put it in the context of the time, it's tough economically for lots of companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, I suppose, for lots of people who are looking for work, who are stressed at work, looking for new positions. So you can see the circle.
Yeah.
What can you do, though? What can businesses do to avoid issues like this? Because workplace burnout, as you've pointed out, doesn't do any good. So what you need to do in any organization is to try to keep stress levels to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Easier said, I suppose, than done.
Exactly. And it just to add on to your point, it doesn't only affect the company, but if it affects the individual in terms of like their personal life. I mean, if you have a family, how can you do that and balance out the stress that you have at work? I mean, it's overall, it stresses the person from all aspects, not just the workplace. And, you know, when you ask the question of what are companies doing and what can businesses do, according to this report, 56% of the businesses are promoting a team-based environment, which sort of eases the pressure off one person and distributes it equally on a group of individuals. So it's not just a bunch of tasks on one person, but, you know, spread out, basically. Also, 42% of the companies are encouraging employees to take time off, which is also good. And 42% are actively seeking and hiring more staff to help alleviate the pressure. Now, some areas that are not as high, but more and more companies are working towards adopting these strategies. Only 35% of companies are investing in team building activities and celebratory events. These are great, you know, when you have them, to help people just switch off for an evening or for an afternoon and focus on mingling with colleagues away from the work environment and the workload. Again, just 28% are actually reviewing and restructuring job functions and tasks, and around 11% offer flexible working hours and telecommuting options.
Okay, so the trick, I suppose, is to try and switch off, which is hard for people to do. So I thought, we would talk to one of the calmest recruitment types that we know. David McKenzie joins us on the line. David, I build you, I hope, in the correct way. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good to have you on. Look, it's a serious point, though, this, isn't it? If
it is.
We are burned out, it is not very effective from a company perspective. It's not great from a personal perspective, but it's a very hard thing to do. Busy times at the moment, particularly this time of year, particularly in an economic cycle such as we're in globally at the moment. You run a company. What do you do to switch off?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think some of the symptoms are of where we are currently, and I think as the economy contracts and there are less jobs out there, people are forced to work harder and they do stress about their jobs. So what have we done? So we've identified, not just for stress purposes, but for morale purposes, you need to do stuff outside of work. So we've got the MJ Warriors. So coincidentally, last Wednesday, we took them all to the beach to play rounders and then bought them salt burgers afterwards. It did two things. First of all, it's a bit of a bonding process. Secondly, we were going into the long weekend, so people got a chance to just chill and relax and do something outside of work. But I think companies, if you think about the biggest cost to a business is staff a lot of the time, and staff retention is a key thing. Unless your people are happy or at least they understand what they're doing at work and where their company's going, which is all about communication, you will lose staff and then you'll have to hire others. And it becomes a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy then. So I think, you know, we do stuff out of work. We have a breakout area in our office where people at lunchtime can go and eat their food. Mm. We encourage people, if they, what I call snow blindness, when they've been staring at their PC too long, I just say, go out and have a coffee and have a walk around JLT. Not the whole of JLT, obviously, but just a bit. But it's just listening to what people are doing. And you can tell when people are stressed at work. They're irritable, they're anxious, they're stressed. And a manager's job is to look for those signs.
Well, this is the point, isn't it? And I suppose there is an argument that lots of managers are perhaps not empowered in the correct way. You can argue as well some managers don't see the signs or perhaps don't want to see the signs. But if you want to be effective, the snow blindness point you make is a really good point. If you've been looking at a screen for more than an hour, you need to get away from it for 5 minutes. That's not rocket science, is it?
Well, I do it. I get to a point where I've just got to go out for a walk. And I go out, I either go out with somebody else, grab a coffee, 10 minutes, back into the office afterwards when we crack on. So it's little things like that I think make a big difference.
And when you're talking to companies, David, you talk to lots of corporations, you talk to lots of people within lots of different companies. What's the feedback that you get? Because what's interesting here is that it's so high in the UAE. Do you get a feeling that it is perhaps seasonal, perhaps cyclical, or do you think there's more to it than that, that we are perhaps more stressed here in the Emirates?
I think we're more stressed here, if I'm honest with you. I think there's a very work-hard culture here. Right. And often that work-hard doesn't just translate into working smarter. I know Nat will say something about this, but, you know, the reality is I think people perceive working harder often means working longer hours, when actually this is not the case. And I think, you know, one of the things you have to do here, you have to have downtime, whether your family, outside of the work environment. If you're working 15, 16 hours a day, which a lot of people in Dubai are working now, because A, the company culture's like that, or they're worried about their job, or they just are snowed under with work.
And I suppose one thing in this report, let me just put this to you, and I have a feeling you're going to wholeheartedly agree with this. Talent management is expected to be one of the three main areas of focus for businesses up to 2020. Of course, that should continue past 2020 ad infinitum. But talent management, you know, staffing is so important. It's so critical.
Yeah, I mean, you have to keep good people, and you have to keep people that are engaged and want to work. And sometimes those people become disengaged because either their managers aren't listening to them, they're not talking to them, or they're just not understanding what some of those people's problems are.
Okay, David McKenzie is from McKenzie Jones. Look forward to welcoming you back soon. David, good to talk to you. Thank you.
See you soon. Thank you.
All right then, David McKenzie there. I suppose it's very hard to disagree with that, Maria, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
it is.
100% with you. If you do spend a lot of time in front of a computer screen, take time off away from it. But also, it's down to management and to corporations to look at how hard people are working. But as David said there, kind of agreeing with the survey that we're looking at, we do have a work hard culture, or at least We all like to think so. Nearly two-thirds of UAE businesses reporting cases of workplace burnout is a headline today. Maria Bartras is from the ARN News Centre. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you. Nice to see you. Another story today. Banks in the UAE turning down lots of customers seeking funds. That's thanks to records available from the Al-Etihad Credit Bureau. It's according to Kunal Malani, who's the regional head of customer value management at HSBC. Talking to the Business Breakfast this morning here on Dubai Eye. The federal government organisation has a centralised database of all financial commitments and loans taken by individuals, institutions, companies here in the UAE. Milani told us what's the most common reason for a rejection.
Credit cards. It's people carrying multiple credit cards. Less so with loans, because typically your loans come from the bank you have a salary, your salary going into. But credit cards, you could take multiple credit cards from many banks, and we see that. We see customers with 8, 10, 12 credit cards. And before the credit bureau, they didn't actually report that to the next bank they were taking credit card from. Now that's gone away. We can see where they have credit from.
That's Kunal Malani. He's regional head of customer value management at HSBC. No surprises there. Credit cards immediately, but confirmation as though it were needed, I suppose. Now, the story we're looking at today is this. Premium supermarket chain Spinneys is going to open 18 new stores over the next 3 years, creating perhaps as many as 2,000 jobs for the region. The company's expansion plans also include building a new 175 million dirham headquarters here in Dubai. Talking to ARN News, the incoming Spinneys CEO Matt Frost has also dismissed recent acquisition rumours of the brand by rival Majid Al Futtaim, which owns hypermarket chain Carrefour in the Gulf.
The rumours are completely unfounded. I think it's incredibly flattering for us as a business that, you know, that somebody like Carrefour and the size of Carrefour would consider us to be a strong enough acquisition. But as I said when we were talking through, I think it's not great for the customer for markets to consolidate. You know, we've always liked to go and choose where we shop. And it's good to be able to draw a line under it for all of the people who work within the business.
That's the incoming Spinneys CEO, Matt Frost, talking or dismissing recent acquisition rumours. There is no truth in those. Let's hear from the outgoing CEO of Spinneys, Yannick Holzhausen. It was a roundtable event this morning. He was talking to the press, also telling reporters how the supermarket chain seen the sale of cigarettes go down following the recent introduction of excise tax on products, which included, of course, carbonated and soft drinks.
We see a reduction in cigarette sales. We funnily enough see a reduction in juice sales, which is not what I would have thought. And we virtually see zero reduction in carbonated soft drinks. My guess would be that carbonated soft drinks would continue to decline as it has been for the last couple of years. This movement away from sugar, the consumers is not going to stop soon. So all really sugary items is a little bit under pressure.
It's Yannick Holzhausen. He's the outgoing CEO of Spinneys. Talking to the press this morning, they held a round table just saying they've seen cigarette sales go down since the introduction of excise tax, which also affects carbonated and soft drinks too.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.